Good afternoon, brilliant sunshine dominating the weather picture across interior New York and New England, with temperatures climbing up into the upper 60s for afternoon highs. High pressure building in from the Great Lakes is responsible for the sunshine and dry weather that will persist into tonight. Skies will be clear overnight, but not as cool as last night, with temperatures dropping back into the lower to mid 40s on average, with some 30s across the higher terrain. For tomorrow, we'll continue with sunshine in the morning. Then, as the high pressure center slides off the eastern seaboard, a southerly wind flow will develop and high clouds will stream in from the west. Temperatures, though, will reach into the lower 70s. The clouds will continue to increase and thicken late in the day tomorrow and into the evening hours, and we may pick up a few showers as a disturbance passes by in the mid-levels of the atmosphere Friday night. Even a few lingering clouds and showers early Saturday morning, then partly sunny skies during the day. With increased humidity, we may see a couple of afternoon showers or thunderstorms, but mainly dry weather Saturday afternoon with highs in the mid-70s. As that disturbance tracks through New England and off the coast on Sunday, we'll go back to a mix of sun and clouds and warm temperatures with highs in the upper 70s to around 80. A storm system east of the Maritimes may push a cold front back through the region during the day on Monday. This would leave it a bit cooler and in the lower 70s with a mixture of sunshine and clouds. Right now, it looks like it'll be dry through Monday, with the next front coming in from the west on Monday night and Tuesday with the chance for showers and highs on Tuesday around 70. Behind that front, mostly sunny skies but breezy and cool weather with highs by Wednesday back into the mid-60s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across portions of the Texas Southern Plains and Permian Basin. With daytime heating creating moderate to high instability ahead of a dry line, a few stronger and even rotating storms will likely evolve. This will be aided by a wind field veering with height and increasing to around 30 to 35 knots at mid-levels. A risk for large hail and locally damaging wind gusts with the strongest storms will exist, primarily during the afternoon and into the evening hours. And the Joint Typhoon Warning Center is tracking Typhoon Dolphin, located approximately 380 miles east-southeast of Guam. The typhoon currently has 105 mile per hour winds and is headed toward Guam at 15 miles per hour. On this track, Dolphin is expected to reach Guam by tomorrow morning, and winds are forecasted to increase during this time to 125 miles per hour, with gusts to 155 miles per hour. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 95 degrees at Bainbridge, Fort Myers, and Winter Haven, all in Florida, to a low of 21 at Mount Washington, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the lower 70s, Boston sunny in the upper 60s, and in Buffalo sunny skies with highs in the lower 60s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 69 degrees, the average low 46. The record high 93 set in 1900, and the record low 30 in 1996. Sunrise this morning was at 5:34 a.m., sunset this evening 8:10 p.m., 14 hours and 36 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny and mild today, with highs in the lower to mid-60s. Clear and cool tonight, with lows in the upper 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny and mild today with highs in the lower 70s. Clear and cool tonight with lows in the mid-40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondack, sunny and mild today with highs in the middle to upper 60s. Clear and cool tonight with lows around 40. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunny and mild today with highs right around 70. Clear and cool tonight with lows in the lower 40s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunny and mild today with highs in the upper 60s. Clear and cool tonight with lows in the lower to mid 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds, mild, lower 70s, a chance of showers Friday night and Saturday morning. partly sunny Saturday afternoon with a scattered thunderstorm in the mid-70s. A mix of sun and clouds, upper 70s Sunday. Sunshine giving way to clouds Monday, lower 70s. Chance of showers Monday night, Tuesday morning. Then some sunshine Tuesday afternoon around 70. And mostly sunny, breezy, and cool Wednesday with highs in the mid-60s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.